Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Now, we want to talk about the Fresh Gold. That, by the way, is great, Sarah Vaughan, who are remembering this morning. Nice work, if you can get it. I should say it's true of Laura Gilston, CEO of the Fresh Gold. Laura, good morning to you. Welcome again.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be back.
Not at all. Well, I mean, you're a winner. He's a winner. Everyone's a winner. It's just ridiculous. Because this is a link. This is linkage at an alarming rate now. That Ian, my friend and producer, was a winner last evening.
Yeah.
Of in the choral section.
That's right. Yeah. We had the adult choirs in yesterday.
And, that's right.
His choir, Quarry, won two competitions.
Not one, but two cups.
Two. Yeah.
Now he has no medal. I noticed.
No.
Just cups for the choir.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So he's nothing to display on the mantle.
No, he was disgusted he didn't get to take the cups home.
See, that's the thing.
We'd be broke if we had to provide medals for all the people in the choirs, though, Marty.
But there are people, in fairness, who have proudly held on to those medals all their lives.
Yeah.
We forget sometimes. Okay, the thing has gone since 1997
was the first one, yeah.
And I know you're in the ODS 40 years.
Yes, 40 years. 40
years
this year.
These are big milestones. But it's a very important thing to achieve, be it part of a group or be it a solo artist, whatever you are. It's a big deal. It still is.
It still is, yeah, very much so, yeah.
And when you see that, you witness that, the trepidation, the fear, and yet the pleasure when people do well, it must be quite something.
It is, yeah. And this year particularly, we're noticing that there's just a great atmosphere because it's the first year that we're back fully live since before COVID.
Yeah.
And I think people appreciate it that much more. You know, last year we were kind of back in a hybrid situation, but we had to curtail audiences and a lot of the time people had to just come and play and then leave.
Yes,
so
yes.
That whole social aspect that there is around the Fesh wasn't there. So
yeah.
People are really making up for it this year now and they're having great
crack. And the place is coming down with buses, I expect, from all over the country, which is a great thing.
Yes,
you know.
On Choir and Orchestra Day particularly. And Orchestra Day is
today.
This afternoon we're going to have busloads.
So what are you going to have? So what's going to... How many are there? Do we know how many there are?
Yeah, so we have we've about 10 orchestras that'll be arriving, primary school and mainly post-primary schools. And so there'll be busloads of them arriving in the RDS this afternoon.
We should explain. They're all bringing their own instruments.
Yes.
So they arrive, they rehearse, or maybe they've done the rehearsal before, but they go on stage, they do their thing. Then they have to get skedaddle fairly lively.
Yeah.
So the next batch can come in.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a lot of hoofing about.
It is a lot. We have to recruit some extra volunteers to get everybody. Now, the teachers and the people who come with them are fantastic. And they're used to, you know, getting them on and off the space fairly quickly. But yeah, there's a lot of logistics on Orchestra Day.
And the good thing for you is, of course, the RDS, what a great venue. Because you've space.
Yeah.
You've space for parking, you've space for people. And inside, it's a vast area. So thank God for that.
Oh, it's fantastic. And as you mentioned earlier, we're there 40 years this year. So in 1983 was the first time. So the Fesh used to be in a few halls of the city centre.
My memory is the Father Matthew Hall.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yes. The Metropolitan Hall. And because it was spread out. So this was the first time when they moved to the RDS that we effectively had a campus.
But it makes more sense.
And it's brilliant because we're right there in the middle of everything.
Yes.
We move our office there, and of course we know everybody in the RDS now and the staff, and they treat us so well.
Of course.
And as you say, there's the space for everything, so it's really great.
Now, so you have the orchestras this afternoon, and then we've two, there's two Lyric sponsored events, isn't that right?
Yeah.
You've already had one.
We've had one. We've had the Woodwind Concerto competition, and that was won by Margot Morel, a lovely clarinetist from the Academy, Royal Irish Academy of Music. And this coming week on Tuesday, we have the Aileen Gore Cup, which is the other Lyric competition, and that's for string recital, senior string recital. That's a fantastic competition that's going to be running all day.
Are you getting as many entries as ever?
Yes.
Are you?
Yeah, we're back to pre-COVID numbers.
It's mad, isn't it?
Yeah. It's great.
It shows the wealth of talent, yes, but it also shows, I mean, you know, everybody will do their best and not everybody's fabulous, let's face it. But the fact remains, look, it's true. It's called a spade a spade. But the fact remains that people are still striving to be as good as they can be. And therefore, the importance of the event, the Fresh Gold, continues at that level.
Yeah, because it's like with anything, it's like with sport. You want to measure yourself against the best.
Yes.
So because we're, you know, we have people coming from all the institutions, from all the music schools, from all the teachers, this is the event where they get to see, you know, what the standard is. And so they have something to work towards and there's something to strive for every year. And the standard is just getting higher and higher, you know. I mean, I've been with the FESH for 15 years and I feel like I've been saying it every year.
Really?
But it's true. Yeah. The standard just keeps going up. The standard of teaching is incredible and the standard of performance is incredible.
And what about judges? Where have you... Bucket loads of judges, have you?
Yeah, we've 22 adjudicators this year. So we get specialist adjudicators for the, you know, for the discipline. So we'll get, you know, a specialist choral or piano or whatever. And generally we get them from, a lot of them come from the UK. So they would be, you know, at the top of their game in terms of teaching and performing.
Sure.
So they bring, you know, an outside perspective as well. So it's good to get that kind of international view.
Yes.
Because, again, you know, we punch so far above our weight in terms of the standard here, but it's good to get a perspective on where people fit in relative to, you know, the everywhere
sure.
else.
Sure, and their expectations would be high because they know what the competition mm-hmm. is, the Fresh Gold, and the importance of it. But also, as people who aren't part of our world, if you will, mm-hmm. They bring their own flavour to the event too. And also, they're not influenced by anybody. They don't know people. So it's a whole different level.
That's right, yeah. They I mean, that's very important that there is that impartiality.
Yeah, totally.
So that they can kind of come in and just assess everybody on their individual merit.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely. Yeah. Well, listen, let's have we have a few winners in the place. Hugh Tinney, I thought we'd play with Hugh Tinney. Seeing as we're here, the least we can do. Just to give you an example of what it is you can strive for.
Thank you.
That'll be Hugh Tinney now. We're enjoying it. That's an example of just how high I can get. Tara Rock, isn't she also an alumni?
She is.
Of the Fresh Cole. Again, one of the things that intrigues me about this is the coordination of this must start very early for you. And have you got a team? Have you got many?
There are two of us.
You're joking me.
Team.
Two of you.
Two, yeah. But then we have lots of volunteers who work with us during the fest. But the actual year round running is just done by two.
That's tiny.
And then I know.
Jenny Mac. Well, I mean, it's like anything. You know what you have. So in other words, let's, for the sake of argument, say here's the piano section, here's the string section, here's the choir. So you have all your sections, and I suppose it's really a matter of coordinating with all the people who are involved in that.
Yeah.
But regularly, I suppose, in keeping it together.
Yeah, so the main thing is when we have the entry deadline quite early, so for people to put in their entries in the middle of December.
Okay.
And then the first thing we have to do is devise this big schedule of competitions. So that's like a 3D jigsaw, because we have a certain number of venues, we have a certain number of adjudicators, we have a certain number of bodies that we have to fit into a certain amount of time. So we have 200 competitions to fit into 2 weeks. So we have to figure all that out, and then everything else kind of flows from that.
Well, now listen, let's talk about this week, because we know you have the orchestras today.
Yes.
And then you have the strings tomorrow.
Yes, we have the senior strings tomorrow. We also have brass competitions today.
Right.
We have some senior piano coming later on in the week.
You have opera this week
and
as well.
And we have, that's right, on
where's it now?
Wednesday evening. We have the opera ensembles and duos. That's a great competition.
Now, what does that involve?
It involves duos and groups that perform an excerpt from various operas.
Okay.
So it's like getting a little concert of opera highlights.
Lovely.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's great. And that's in the RDS Concert Hall as well on Wednesday evening.
That must be something.
Yeah.
And that presumably is where Tara excelled.
Absolutely.
She was there,
yeah. And back in the day when I was a mature student, I might add, in the academy, she and I were in this competition a couple of years, you know, in opera duos and ensembles.
Oh, really?
And it was, yeah.
Do you want to give us an old tune?
No, thanks, Marty. You're grand.
The opportunity has presented itself now. Do you want to rattle off a little something, no?
Well, I would, but I'm a little bit froggy this morning,
understand.
So I don't want to give anything less than a good account of myself.
Because when you're a CEO, you're nattering all the time. Will we let Tara have a go then?
Yeah, she'd do better than me.
Maybe we will. Tara Mio Ben, music from Tara Rocked. And while she was singing, Laura gave us a few notes, so no lovely. Now, I'm with Laura Gilson, who's CEO of The Fresh Coal. You have, however, in April, a very big event.
We've got our gala.
You do.
We're back in the National Concert Hall this year, which we're delighted about. So the Wednesday, the 26th of April, everybody put it in your diaries now at 7:30, National Concert Hall, main stage. So this is a really big deal for us. So this is where we get to showcase a little bit of everything from the Fesh. So we would have some of the biggest winners and we try to display a bit, you know, something from all the different disciplines.
How do you choose? I shouldn't ask, but I am. Mm. How do you choose?
Well, we choose certain. Actually, we're having a meeting this afternoon to choose.
Well, you can ring me tomorrow and tell me how you chose.
But there are certain competitions whose winners we know will be able for the main stage in the concert hall.
Okay,
you know, it isn't suitable for everybody.
Sure.
So we pre-select some of the competitions. We know their winners, you know, will be suitable, and we invite those.
As the fellow said, it's like a winner's cavalcade.
Yeah, exactly.
On the actual night.
And we always save some space in the gala then for some stars that we maybe weren't expecting at the Fesh, and somebody that we say, okay, that person absolutely has to perform because they were just outstanding.
All right.
Which is really great. So during the Fesh, we're kind of scouting for...
Of course.
We're scouting for talent as well.
But you will have an orchestra?
We will. We'll have the winner of the post-primary schools orchestra, whoever that is this afternoon, they'll be there.
They'll be there, exactly.
And we'll have the Mount Sackville Secondary School Senior Choir, because they won the Fesh Cio Choir of the Year last week.
I tried to put in a word for you. I'm not getting anywhere. So they'll be there.
They'll be there. Yes. And we will also have... So far, I know we'll have Kathleen Nick-Yermida. She was the winner of the Dramatic Cup, a beautiful soprano. She'll be performing as well. We'll have Margot Morel, who is the lyric winner of the woodwind concerto from the other day.
That's
and
right.
We'll have some pianos.
Somebody from the Alien Gore.
We'll have somebody from the Alien Gore,
which is tomorrow.
Yeah. We'll have some ensembles as well. We always like to have some chamber
music.
That's
a huge night.
So it's really big.
Yeah.
It's really big.
And then the mummies and daddies and uncles and aunts of all of those people.
Of all of those people.
We'll be looking for tickets.
Neighbours, everybody. Yeah.
Mad. Nana and everybody.
Yeah. And those tickets are already on sale. So if people want to get the best seat the best seat in the house we're reserving for you, Marty.
Oh, thanks very much.
But all the other seats, will be for sale.
All right.
On nch.ie, on the National Concert Hall website.
From now.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You see, the thing is, and I'm not talking out of school here, those who already have won.
Yeah.
Have an advantage because they can go get their tickets now.
Yeah.
Whereas everybody else is going, journey back.
Yeah.
If we win, then, you know, down the line. But anyway, it'll work out.
It's a great way for people to get a little taste of the Fesh. See what it's all about if they're not familiar with it.
And also the buzz of the thing. Yeah. You know, it's fantastic. Listen, thank you for coming in. If people want information, it is feshcoal.ie.
Yes.
I mean, that's where you find out all the bits and bobs.
Yeah.
And congratulations again. That's great.
Thank you very
much. And I'm sure you'll continue in the RDS, please God. Great. Well into the future,
indeed.
I've no doubt. Laura, thank you for joining us this morning. Laura Gilson, CEO of the annual Fesh Cio Festival and Competition. And like I said, if you want the information, it's feshcio.ie.